Time now for the KJO Community Spotlight, where on Fridays we turn that spotlight onto a local athlete, courtesy of our good friends at Road Credit Union and Grants Pass Broadcasting. In studio today, out of Hidden Valley High School and the Grants Pass Nuggets baseball team, is Lawson O'Leary. Lawson, welcome to the microphones of KAJO.
Thank you.
All right, how long have you been playing baseball?
Oh, since I was three, so about 13, 14 years.
How did you start when you were three? That's pretty young.
My dad was just teaching me the basics, hitting a little wiffle ball off of the tee back in Georgia.
Is he a good coach?
I would say so.
He has to. His dad's right here. Okay. Lawson, you're playing for, actually, the Hidden Valley High School and the Nuggets this summer. How are the Nuggets doing?
We started off a little bit rocky, but we went 4-0 in our last two doubleheaders, swept both teams, and we're going to play Klamath Falcons, so they're pretty good.
That's a big challenge.
Yeah, it's a big challenge.
What position do you play?
Shortstop and pitcher.
Really? As a pitcher, how many pitches do you have?
About four.
About four? Tell me what they are.
Four-seam fastball, two-seam fastball, curveball, slider, changeup.
Well, okay, all right. How fast can you throw?
Have
you had it on a gun yet?
I haven't had it on a gun, but probably roughly around 86, 87, full, like as hard as I can.
All right, when you want one strike, which pitch do you choose?
Fastball, it's my best
pitch. The fastball?
Yes, sir.
How do you set it up?
I really, in high school level, the umpires are going to work the outside corner, so I like attacking outside corner, and then I'll go in inside corner, and then I'll throw a slider or curveball in the dirt, try to get him to chase.
Does it depend on your right playing, pitching to a righty or lefty?
Yeah, it depends. Lefty, I usually go two-seam, a pitch breaking away from him. Hard to, you know, try to kind of track that pitch as a lefty. And against a lefty, I also like to go four-seam fastball, like hide inside, kind of attack their hands.
Now, you're fairly young. You're just going into your junior year, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
How did you learn to master all of these pitches so early?
Since
you were three, right?
Yeah, yes, sir. Just YouTube, looking it up, like MLB pitchers, how they would throw it, and then I would go in the backyard, play catch, and I just work on different grips and whatever worked, whatever was, you know, moving good and wasn't hanging and breaking sharp, I just went with it.
Okay, well, when you're not pitching, you're playing shortstop?
Yes, sir.
What skills do you bring to the shortstop position?
I feel like I have big range. I can get any ball to my right and any ball to my left. And I would say I have a decently strong arm, so I can get the little short choppers that I have to charge.
That's the formula for being a successful shortstop. Tell me about your stick.
Well, freshman year I struggled. This year I kind of picked it up. I think I ended up hitting a 305 in league play. And this summer I'm hitting like a 436, I want to say.
That's in Legion ball, 406. Yeah, that's respectable. How about power?
I kind of strive for power. I'm a little more balanced contact versus power. I'm not.
Get the ball in play.
Yeah, get the ball in play.
Absolutely.
I hit to the gaps, kind of hit the wall maybe four or five times this year, but nothing too.
Are you righty or lefty?
Righty.
Now, when you're not playing baseball, what do you do for fun here? I know it's summertime, you must be having some fun.
Well, not a lot of people are going to like this, but I do play golf in my free time. Everybody's going to say, don't mess up your baseball swing, but hasn't yet. And honestly, I feel like it's made my baseball swing a little bit better. But I enjoy playing golf. It's pretty fun.
All right, what's your handicap? What are you shooting?
Oh, man, I don't know if I want to say that on air. not good. It's probably not good. I'm probably high 90s.
Well, enjoy. That's exactly where I am, as a matter of fact. Now, you have your whole life ahead of you yet. You're still young, just going into your junior year. But do you have a long-term plan for what you want to do with your life? And is baseball part of that?
Baseball is definitely a part of that. I can't imagine life without baseball going forward. But I really want to go to a JUCO college and, you know, play there and look eventually going to D1, a bigger school, and then see if I can go to the big leagues. But
do you have one picked out yet?
I have a few picked out. There's one back in Georgia, Georgia called Georgia Highlands, and they're actually the Mustangs, so kind of funny how.
So you're a Mustang now, looking to be a Mustang again in Georgia.
Yeah.
All right, strong roots back in Georgia, huh?
Yes, sir. I moved here when I was eight.
Who do you credit for your baseball prowess right now? Who do you want to thank?
Probably my dad, and definitely God. I mean, he's given me the talent, and I wouldn't be here without him. And a bunch of my coaches, Ryan Wilson and Coach Mike Reese.
Baseball won't be all of your life. Maybe, maybe not. It has been. But other than that, you pick out a course of study when you go to that JUCO college. What are you studying in high school right now? How are your grades?
My grades are pretty good. Not a big math guy, and I'm really big history guy, so I'm kind of looking towards history or biology. I'm a big biology fan. So
biology. Why biology? What interests you in biology?
Well, my assistant coach for varsity this year was my biology teacher, and, you know, he made it fun. I'm a big believer if the teacher is good, then they kind of make the subject fun. But he made the subject fun, and I just like seeing how the earth works and all that.
So if the teacher makes it fun, any ideas about being a teacher?
I don't know if I could handle being a teacher. I don't know if I have the patience for that.
All right. Thank you very much, and good luck with the rest of your career here. We're talking with Lawson O'Leary here, our KAJO Athlete of the Week, courtesy of our good friends at Rogue Credit Union.